story regarding the previous text. I mean, we're talking a bit conceptual here, but something that should get in there and pretty soon into the story. Maybe it should come from Rick, because he can see things. He's kind of smart enough to do it, and he's in a position to do it. So he's pulling her aside and giving her some hints. And that should be then this first chapter ending. And those hints should be enough for the readers, you know, like those certain words that you can search on and understand what he's talking about. And it's about AI there. Some say AI is dangerous. But it's not the way they think. It's how some people on this planet will use AI that is very dangerous. Something like that. And then he mentions that word there. Whatever it was, mass, you know, the propaganda thing. So you connect AI with propaganda and you start to get some picture. So, then, does he tell this story, or how would it be? Well, he gives her clues, and then of course, just as we will, may at least start to try and figure out those clues, then Maria will as well. But she is in such a position now where she can hang around among these people she gets a little popular and starts to get invited to this. And then she meets again that lady who's always telling the truth, whatever his name was. And she's also playing some role here. She can connect Maria to the right people. And we got Rick there playing a little, you know, behind the screens, so to speak, because he has to be very careful, and he is. But he kind of maybe, because, oh yeah, he is one of those geniuses whose job it is, and up there in the highest secret rooms of the defense industry or whatever it is, design and, you know, research and design of this AI technology. He's a computer expert. So he knows how this AI, and in general, how this entire internet, which is basically all AI, all of it, some parts of it are service database that then the algorithms can use. But, you know, and then how this is all used to form reality in the minds of people, a reality that they think is reality, and how you can in this way create reality the way you want it. And this is what you can do. And AI, why is AI so important for this? Because it can, it's just a very powerful computing system. It can gather information about every person on the planet who is connected online, and a psychological profile and everything, so that this person can then, you know, it will then shape the media stream, the flow of media that person sees, or those persons see on their screens, or whatever they, you know, whatever ways that they can get messages like that, to, that suits that person perfectly, to make that person view the world in a certain way, to effectively live in a universe that has been designed for that or those people. But since this AI knows so much about each individual, you know, like when you want to make propaganda or advertisement campaigns, you want to know something about your prospective audience or consumers or whatever target group, and the more you know about them, the more you can reach with the right message to the right person in the way that the person understands and accepts, just the way you want that. That's, I guess, how you can define the knowledge of advertising and making propaganda. So this is, you know, very, very powerful. And we will show here the people in the small town there, in the small country up north, how some of them are, you know, and we got Pio there, who's one of those, are starting to see through this. And they're kind of, oh, here's another one who is awake. And it becomes a bit like that. And you see the contrast, the polarization there with others, the small towners, who who just have accepted that constructed cosmos world. So that will become much of the conflicted situation in this story. Not fighting with fists, but, you know, much bigger, deeper things here involved. And in this way we can introduce this whole worldview topic or an issue, that this is what it's about really. And we have this more daivic worldview, the dharmic worldview, which we can then define and show and explain in different practical ways. And then we have the adharmic, the asuric, really, worldview, the parasite, the, and so on. And how these two are now cooking up, the conflict between them is cooking up and polarized. Into this we can bring Mahabharata, we can bring, you know, the Krishna saying Bhagavad Gita, we can come to devour the miscreants and so on. And Lord Chaitanya, who come to rather kill the demons within each and every one of us. And that's, in other words, higher understanding develops here, that it's not about killing these other people over there or their leaders because they are evil. But the mass of people rise, the grassroots, and they say, no, the evil should be killed within each and every one of us. And they go about this not by going out with weapons or something, but by going out, you could say, like a guerrilla war online, and this fight about the influence on the minds of the people. In other words, take over that, you know, hack that constructed propaganda flow and wake each other up. And doing that by waking us up to the fact that, hey, who am I? How am I acting? What are my purposes in life? Who do I serve? What ideals, what ideas do I serve that have been given to me by someone behind this screen I'm looking at? So that kind of insight comes. And this end of war then, or world peace 3, grows from that. In other words, that's very basic here, fundamental in the story, that, and that we should get this in there in the pub scene, I mean, right away, when someone says there's nothing we can do about it. And Pio, he goes a little, what? There's a lot we can do about it. What? Tell me one thing. They can have a little talk like that. And then that could be an underlying important message in this story, that yes, we can change the world, and you start with yourself, and then you are happy, you are satisfied, you live sustainably you live without supporting or partaking in causing suffering and violence to others, or taking or stealing, or this parasitic behavior. You are removing the anarthas from your heart, the demons from within. And then others will see that and see that you're a good and happy and satisfied person. And it'll spread from person to person. And in this way we kill the demons. And well, if there still are some left up there in the power positions, they will probably kill each other. And in this way, this was a purification. A healing of the planet. Not by killing everyone. But by lifting up our minds and hearts and intellects to bring the world, this earth, back to a healthy state again. It's nothing utopian, it's just the way the world here is made. The way God is in God has it. Something like that.